The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
You're a happy man.
Oh, absolutely. Always
you're
am.
You're thoroughly looking forward to having a chat to this man. We're going to talk Lower Sowers football and probably regional football in general.
Well, he's a very learned gentleman, this fella. Yes. I don't know whether gentleman's the right word, but he's a learned gentleman.
I'll go with gentleman.
Yes, he's been through it all and he's had a lot to do with the Cogenup Footy Club. So we're heading out to Cogenup to talk to, I suppose we'll call him Cogenup Stalwart, in Bevan Gibbs. How are you, Bevan?
Yeah, well, thanks, fellas. Lovely introduction. Thanks for that.
Craney brings the best, as always.
That's where it stops after my introduction.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll go with that. That's fine. Look, you look at the ladder and it's, you know, one win, 10 losses, and you think, oh, Jones, here we go. But what is actually the sort of the club feel at the moment inside of Cogenup?
Yeah, look, mate, it's still very positive and, you know, going along... Getting numbers on the track, and then we've had a couple of buys and stuff like that. But club wise and the mateship wise and all that around, it's as strong as it always has been. Unfortunately, it's just probably been a bit of a numbers game for us, really. So the boys that we have down here, I mean, they're all pretty focused. Unfortunately, we sort of put a line a little bit through the season with finals and that out of it. So sort of take the pressure off a little bit and go out and enjoy a bit of footy. So like I said, there's plenty of boys down here all having a laugh and a beer and, you know, we're still a very strong club. So I think we're, you know, as far as the ladder goes, it would be nice to have a few more wins, that's for sure, but we'll just keep going from there.
Unfortunately, mate, a few of your expected travellers early on the season pulled out before you started. That would have put you on the back foot early?
Yeah, it does, mate. It really does. And it's sort of... with a couple of the local boys around the place who were sort of getting pretty hyped up for the season, knowing that we had a few guys travelling along and then, you know, for them to pull out at the last minute. It did sort of really, really hurt in that, mate. But, you know, guys just started getting the job done and moving on. And unfortunately, it's just sort of the, you know, that's a travelling paid player. You know, that's just sort of unfortunately what happens at times. And we can't whinge and moan about it. We just got to get on with it and then sort of hope to next year. We've got a great club culture around here. So, you know, get the right ones for season 2019.
Well, that probably brings up another point. Cogenup's about 3 hours from Perth. Mm. How difficult is it to get quality travellers heading up your way?
It is tough, mate, especially sort of when you're getting them going through that upper Great Southern sort of region. You know, obviously you're a little bit, you're closer to Perth, whereas every second week, you know, you're heading down, you're driving 3 hours, and then every second week on that, you're doing about 4.5 hours, you know, down to Manjimup and stuff like that. So it is tough at times, but in saying that, like, we've got a good young core of our local boys who are generally pretty loyal to the club, and when they sort of get up to Perth and, you know, maybe they're out of, you know, grab a couple of mates and sort of jump in and we can go from there. But it is definitely tough. Like I said, when you've got those clubs in the Upper Great Southern and the Southwest, they're a lot closer, you know, for guys to get a little bit of money and a little bit less travel, you know, takes the pressure off them. It is hard, but, you know, that's just something we're going to have to do. We can't bloody shift the town or anything. So
that's right.
We'll make do with it.
Now, look, you can answer this or you can just bypass if you want. But, you know, Cogenup's not the only country club that's struggling for numbers. There's a lot of clubs out there in the same boat. Do you feel, you know, you've been around footy for a long time, that the Country Football League does enough to, I suppose, support or advice or whatever?
Look, I actually think, you know, you're spot on. Like, we're no orphans here. Like, I've got a lot of mates and that around the country and all that, and, you know, they're in the same places, and if it's not their club, it's a couple of clubs in their league. I sort of think a bit more does need to be done, just on a common sense side of it, to be honest with you. You know, especially when it comes to the reserves, you know, guys being there, I know you got to register and that at the start of the year, but it makes it bloody tough when you got those first couple of games and you've got guys who play football at Cogenup for 35 years. Who can't come and help the Reggie's boys out pulling the boots because they haven't registered by a certain time on a Thursday and told everyone what their favourite AFL club is, what you got to do. Well, I think common sense has got to come into it a bit more to allow the game to to move on. Like, it might be, we don't have it in our league, but out in the younger up league, the yellow shorts rule, get the young fellas in, or, you know, maybe we, you know, just, it's getting harder with a few volunteers and that, you know, get rid of the white line that the young fellas who can't do the boundary because they're too young, let them do the boundary. Maybe we ball the, throw the ball up rather than get them to throw it into a gale of breeze. But I think we just need to, you know, there's no right or wrong way. You got to take each week as it comes. But I think we've just got to, there's too much politics that country footy is involved in now. Like, it's just the politics sometimes makes it unenjoyable. And I think they've really got to look at that. Then they've got to, you got to take each club and each league as it comes every week. And, yeah, I think something does need to be done about it, or else the reserves competition, well, I can't really see it surviving for another sort of 10 years. And then it's just, you know, who can travel, you know, the best, really.
Well, that's sort of what, that's, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think red tape does get in the road sometimes, because it is, and even your volunteers, you know, it's always hard to get volunteers to come in. And if you make it that technical, that all of a sudden they're making mistakes and the club's getting fined for it, well, they're not going to do it again.
No, spot on. I mean, just little bits and pieces, you know. It might be a young fella, you know, puts a point up instead of a goal or something like that, and everyone sort of starts yelling or carrying on, or, you know, like I said, you can't get rid of the volunteers because they're bloody hard to come by. And if the line's not quite right or this or that, you know, I'm fining clubs for playing a non-registered player when they've been beaten by 25 goals, but the game was able to be played anyway. You know, I think it's, they just need to sort of work out that red tape and realise why we're here, because you don't rock up to a country tennis club and have to go through everything. You don't rock up to the golf club or the hockey club. You rock up there and play the game and have some fun.
I must admit, I'm not sure like how it all works at, say, the head honcho level for WA country football, but do you feel like there's enough buy-in from, say, local clubs that are playing, like, actually playing the game, that actually have a say of how things are actually meant to run or not?
Well, look, then I probably can't answer that because I'd just be doing my opinion. I'm just on the committee, like, so I don't go down. I haven't been down with Roger down to our president's meeting, but I'm pretty sure that our league does try to represent up there. I know when my dad was president at the time of the Great Southern Footy League, there was sort of pretty good interaction, and I mean that was about 10 years ago, and footy's changed a lot since then. So. I mean, I would presume there would be good interaction. I just probably can't really comment 100% because I haven't been involved at that level as of yet.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking what they've got to realise that footy clubs and sporting clubs are the hub of country towns, aren't they, Bevan?
No, you're spot on, mate. You know, like, I was talking to some mates, but it was sort of last year when, unfortunately, Borden had to pull the pin out of Onger up there, and you know, they said because they'd already been fixtured in, all of a sudden the young fellas, they're not around that weekend, so they duck up and the pub, you know, doesn't have anything on that night. You know, this and that. It is a bit rich to say, but the first thing you go to a country town, everyone goes, oh, you know, how's the footy club going, or is there training on tonight, or this and that. Like, I think you're sort of spot on with that, you know, as is important, all the other clubs are around the place. It really is a driving force. And, I mean, Cogenup's had a strong club for years, and there's a massive following, old boys and stuff like that. So
those old godfathers, mate.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, well, they're all down here tonight getting excited for their raffle this weekend. Exactly. So they're all down.
Oh, what's the raffle this weekend? Is that a special weekend at the Cogenup
Footy Club? The boys have a, the old fellas, the group they call themselves, the godfathers have a raffle, been running for 8 years. Basically, they put on tucker and a few bits and pieces with your ticket, and it's a ticket for two to the AFL Grand Final. Everything all included. So I can tell you, it's a pretty good prize. I won it last year, so I'm hoping to go back-to-back.
How'd you get in the old fellas, or is it spread out, is it?
I'm not in there. The old man's in there, so I'm not quite there yet. I had a haircut yesterday, and there's a lot of greys, but I'm not quite there just yet.
No, the fact that you're having a haircut is a sign that you're not quite in the old fella's pit yet, so that's at least something. This weekend, you guys have got Southerners. Look, both sides sort of near the foot of the table, but you guys would probably be confident at least putting in a real good showing this weekend.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Sort of hosting them up at home. I unfortunately missed our Rezzies. We had a really good Rezzies win down there earlier on in the year. When it also comes to wet weather, unfortunately, ugly footy sort of evens it out a little bit. So, I reckon our boys are in with a good crack this weekend. Like I said, it's our last home game, so we are hosting the final, but won't be obviously involved in that. So, a little bit extra to play for. And like I said, being the raffle weekend, there'll be big numbers, and everyone likes to play in front of some numbers. So I'm putting that down for four points.
Yeah, 4 points is right next year's been in that case.
Scribble that in on my sheet.
Put it in for 4.5 if you're feeling really happy. Try to get us up the ladder a bit more.
we'll talk to the Lower Sowies Football League and get that.
That's
done.
One of those rule changes, Bevan, just brought in.
Exactly.
That's it. Rid of the red tape and give us some more.
That's right. All right, well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. To anyone that's out around the Kojanup area, and of course to the Southerners that are travelling out there, go out there, go support the club, because the club is doing some very, very good things, and that is the case with every single club that going around right around regional WA as well. Bevan, thanks for your time. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, good on you, lads. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Out of Bounds. Triple M.